These, then, are the two ways in which the soul seems to go out of the body. And in these two ways in which the soul goes out, God speaks to me. This way of speaking, he himself calls intellectual speaking. I will try to explain it. After the soul has gone out of the body, finding herself before Jesus, she has no need of words in order to understand what the Lord wants to tell her. Nor does the soul need to speak in order to make herself understood. But by means of the intellect, oh, how well we understand each other when we are together. From a light that comes from Jesus into my intellect, I feel everything that my Jesus wants to make me understand being impressed within me. This way is very high and sublime. So much so that the nature can hardly adapt itself to explain it with words. It can barely give some idea. This way of Jesus of making himself understood is extremely rapid. In one simple instant, one learns many sublime things, more than by reading entire books. Oh, what a most ingenious teacher Jesus is! In one simple instant, he teaches so many things, while to someone else it would take entire years, if he manages at all. Because the terrestrial teacher does not have the power of being able to draw the will of his disciple, or to infuse things in his mind without effort and toil. But not with Jesus. His sweetness, the loveliness of his gesture, the gentleness of his speaking are so great. And then he is so beautiful that as soon as the soul sees him, she feels so drawn that sometimes the speed with which she runs after Jesus is so great that almost without realizing it, she finds herself transformed into the Beloved, in such a way that the soul is no longer capable of distinguishing her terrestrial being. So much is she identified with the divine being. Who can say what the soul feels in this state? It would take Jesus himself, or a soul perfectly separated from the body, because in finding herself surrounded once again by the wall of this body, and losing that light which before kept her submerged, the soul loses much and remains obscured. So if she tries to say something, she can only do it roughly. To give an idea, I will say that I imagine someone born blind, who has never had the good of seeing what is contained in the entire universe. And for a few minutes, he had the good of opening his eyes to the light and was able to see everything that is contained in the world, the sun, the heavens, the sea, the many cities, the many machines, the varieties of flowers and the many other things that are in the world. And after those few minutes of light, he returned to the blindness of before. Now, could he describe distinctly everything that he has seen? He could give a sketch, say a few things confusedly. Now, something similar happens when the soul finds herself separated and then back into the body. I don't know whether I'm speaking nonsense. Just as that poor blind one would remain with the sorrow of the lost sight, the same for the soul. She lives moaning and almost in a violent state, because the soul feels always violently drawn toward the highest good, the attraction toward himself that Jesus leaves in the soul is so great that the soul would like to remain always attracted within her God. But this cannot be, and therefore she lives as if she lived in purgatory. I add that the soul has nothing of her own in this state. Everything is the operating that the Lord does.